Hey, it's your host Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in today. Today I am going to talk a little bit about time management. I just got off of a coaching phone call with a new client and we were talking about how to make time in our busy schedules. She is a busy mom of four young kids and is making herself a priority also in all of her dreams and goals. And so we were sitting trying to outline and dream and let her dream as to what the vision of this business that she wants is going to look like. And the main thing that she kept kind of butting up to was the time piece and the mom guilt and taking that time away from the kids, but also how to align with it all and with herself, I guess. And so I've been really looking into the world of time blocking for a while, and there's no right one way for anyone. However, there are a few different, suggestions and tried and true ways for different people. And so here are a few that I have come across that might resonate well with you. So the first is starting at the top of your week and looking ahead at your week and going through your day to day and blocking out specific times and hours as to, okay, this is my workout time, this is my meeting time, this is my driving the kids time, this is, you know, going through your days day to day, and knowing what your week ahead looks like. The other one that I am now testing out and have really been more in alignment with it is actually blocking my weeks opposed to day to days. And so a week time block looks more like, okay, on Monday is my office day. It's my catch up day. It's after the weekend. I am paying the bills. I am doing the emails. I am, you know, doing the invoices, all of that kind of stuff. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I am taking the 3 to 4 hours of actual work time, like my one-on-one clients, my group coaches, my all that kind of stuff, my work. And then on my Fridays, I'm blocking it off. Fridays are me days. Fridays, I often love to take long adventure runs, hikes, or rides with a group of girls once we get the kids off to school. This is the day that I would schedule a lunch with a friend. This is a day I would go get my mani-pedi done, things like that. So it's a me day. And then into the weekend where I do not time block or week block, I should say. I literally time block because weekends are chaos when you have children and sports. So if you're one of those moms, you completely understand me. So I function on a limited time blocking during my day time hours because of obviously kids driving and all of that kind of stuff. So typically my day blocks are from 9 till 2:30. I know that I have a day filled with things that I want to get or need to get done, that I am for sure going to need to have my workout done before 8 a.m., before the kids or as the kids get to school, so that I have my full 9 till 2 hours to be fully present with everything else that I need to do. So today is Wednesday. I've had 2 client calls and now I am on to blocking some time out to do some podcasts. And then in the next 2 hours, I am back onto mom mode. So knowing that that was coming in my week really made me look ahead and feel aligned with my rhythm and balance. So yeah, I'm really enjoying this weekly time block. And I think possibly you might too, if you work on similar hours to I do, with being the mom, carting all the chaos. The last kind of time management technique that I have heard a lot about also is Ed Milet. He goes on a 3-workday mentality where he breaks down like 6 hours. So it's like 6 till noon, noon till 6, 6 till midnight kind of idea. And so he works many days within each of those. It's like workout, family, friends. I think there's one other, or workout, family and friends, work, something along those lines. And so he feels like he maximizes, obviously, all of those hours and gets so much more work and life done in every day. And I can totally understand what he's saying there. But I feel like for me personally, as a busy mom, and then adding my entrepreneurship, family life, everything else into there, it would be hard to manage that kind of a timeline so much because my days are so different. So again, I'm really enjoying my weekly time blocking, and that's just my 2 cents. I wanted to come on here and talk it through with you, and hope that you enjoy this podcast. Have a great day, everyone. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of 3, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.